We're going to go to Cassandra Ryan now, who's on the line, chairperson of Kildare Down Syndrome, because today is World Down Syndrome Day and people are being urged to wear funky, bright or mismatched socks in order to celebrate. Cassandra, good to talk to you again and welcome back to the programme.
Hi, Owen. Thanks very much for having me on again.
Before we talk about the socks and what you're aiming to do for World Down Syndrome Day, I want to ask you about a premises and location. Did you get sorted with a premises? I remember talking to you and some of your other members there in the Pipers Hill campus when you were losing that site. Where are you located now?
Yeah, so we've moved out of there now and we are spread out around the county. So we've one site in Acdell in Allenwood, where we have our early development and our speech therapist is over there. And then we have been very lucky. Pfizer has let us use a room in their facility. And we have our adult class, our literacy class there. And they've been wonderful to us. And then we still have our horticulture two sites. And we're basically spread out in lots of different places.
Yeah, still no permanent premises.
No, we still haven't given up on that. So we're still working on plans for that. But yeah, look, it'd be great to find somewhere that we could just have everything in one place. We'd still have our horticulture sites, but to have the other classes and activities in the one place would be great.
Okay.
So we're still working on it.
Yeah, if anybody can help at all, just get in touch with ourselves or get in touch with the Kildare branch of Down Syndrome Ireland looking for that permanent premises. But Cassandra, I hope you have your funky socks on today. I've seen a lot of people sharing photographs with us this morning of bright and mismatched socks as well. What's this all about? It's kind of to celebrate World Down Syndrome Day in a light-hearted way.
Yeah, it's to celebrate it and to, I suppose, spread awareness. The reason for the socks is, if you Google Trisomy 21 or Down Syndrome, it'll show chromosomes. And the 21st, which is today, the 21st chromosome has three, which is March, the third month. So it has three chromosomes instead of two. So that's what people with Down Syndrome share. But when you look at the chromosomes, they look like socks, funky coloured socks. So that's where the whole idea of rocking your socks to support and spread awareness. And we're hoping to raise some funds out of it with our Rock Your Socks campaign. But that's where the idea has come from.
How do people donate to the Rock Your Socks campaign then? Are you going around with buckets or is everything online now?
There's an iDonate link. You can just Google iDonate Kildare branch of Down Syndrome Ireland, and that'll bring you to the iDonate page where you can donate. Schools and businesses have also done their own fundraisers. A lot of schools are and creches have things going on today where they're all wearing their colourful socks. And if anybody has any photos, they can send them to social media at kildaredownsyndrome.ie and we'll share them on our Facebook page. So it's great just for people to spread awareness of Down Syndrome and for the branch to raise so much needed funds.
How important are those funds and what do they go into? I'm sure you get some funding from central branches and maybe central government, but from a local level, it's important to get that money too.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's important to note that money that goes to the Kildare branch stays in the Kildare branch. If you're donating to the national office to Down Syndrome Ireland, it stays with Down Syndrome Ireland and they use it for different things there. So the Kildare branch uses the money that we raise for Early Development Group. TTRS is another program that we run. That's a typing program. Our adult courses, speech therapy always needs to be subsidised. And that's something that our people really need a lot of. That's a difficulty that people with Down Syndrome share. So there's lots of other things running the branch costs money on a weekly basis. So that's where the funds would go. We do get some grants from government, from Kildare County Council and different streams. So that goes towards running the branch as well.
I'm sure it's a very rewarding job and work that you do with the Kildare branch of Down Syndrome Ireland, and all the volunteers would attest to that as well, because people that have Down syndrome, and I've met a lot of them down through the years, they just radiate happiness, joy, love, and you get to work with them and see them every day and get to know them personally.
I am just a parent. I suppose that's important to note, that I am a volunteer. I'm the chairperson, but I am a volunteer chairperson. My daughter is 10 and she has Down syndrome, and so I know exactly how joyful it can be, and the challenge that it can be. And then to meet adults with Down syndrome, it really helps me on my journey to know where Louise can go, what she can achieve in her future. So I find that very rewarding, and and that's why I and all the other members of the committee do volunteer.
But that as well, seeing that, you know, the opportunities now that are opening up for adults with all kinds of disabilities must be incredible to see from a parent's point of view. As you mentioned, that barriers are being broken down now and people are seeing past that.
Yeah, it's great. There's so many different companies taking people on with Down syndrome and other disabilities. But I suppose we're talking about Down syndrome today. So it's great to see how open some companies have been. And National Office are always willing to go out and train companies if they want to take somebody on and just aren't a bit like fully sure on how to go about it. So there is the employment program there that companies can go to, big or small companies who are thinking about it, can approach Down Syndrome Ireland about that.
Well, the Rock Your Socks campaign has been launched today. People being urged to wear funky, bright or mismatched socks to celebrate. And again, if you want to donate to the Kildare branch of Down Syndrome Ireland, go on to the I Donate page and look up the Kildare branch of Down Syndrome Ireland. And what's very important that Cassandra has said as well is that all funds raised for the Kildare branch stay within the Kildare branch as well. Cassandra, great to talk to you as always. Thanks for joining us on the programme, and best of luck with that fundraiser today. Hope it goes well, and we'll talk to you again soon.